Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. This is Prophet Berrien. During my morning time of prayer at 6 a.m., and as I am ministering and interceding and prophesying to literally thousands of people, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, began to whisper your name in my ear, and he says, tell my child that I have gifted them, that I have caused them to flow with the things of the Spirit. For I have given them a gift, even a prophetic anointing, and I have made them sensitive to the things of the Spirit. He says, know that I have gifted you to be one that is warm. I have given you a gentle heart, yea, saith the Lord. And yet there are times that others call you emotional, but no, you are a prophetic vessel, and you pick up things, and yet your environment is very important to you. So what the Lord is saying to you, that it's important that you watch your environment and that you be sensitive to those whom you have around you, because you pick up things, you are very sensitive to the things of the Spirit. For yea, I have caused thee to be a builder. I have caused thee to be an assistant, and you will touch the lives of many people, for I have called you to be one that is a peacemaker, and you will bring peace to the minds and the hearts of my people. And yea, I have caused thee to be one as a prophetic Moses, and yet you will be a deliverer. And yet I have caused you to be one that is submissive to the things of the Spirit. Do not allow deceit to have its place in thee, but know that I am doing a new thing inside of thee, and I am building thee up. For you shall be my diplomat in the things of the kingdom, and you will bring support and a love to my people. And yet even the love of Mary, the mother of Jesus, know that I have placed that deep down inside of you, for you will bring assistance to many people. For I have caused you to be kind, I have called you to be gentle, and yea, I have caused you to be one that will flow with the things of the Spirit. And yet do not allow indecisiveness to have its place in thee. Do not allow worry to have its place in thee, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord will say unto thee, that I will lift thee up, and I will bring you into a season of brand new beginnings, and you will flow with the things of the Spirit. For Father says unto thee, that know that I have placed a strong gift inside of thee, and you are one that is gentle. You are one that is a dreamer, one that is full of imagination, one that is artistic, and yet you will halabakoshanda. For the Lord said, I have placed a love inside of thee, and you will come into a deeper revelation of the things of the Spirit, and even your relationship with me, yea, saith the Lord. And yet God says, because I have caused you to be one that is sensitive, one that is receptive to people, and even your situation and your surroundings, and yet God says you should choose your fields, friends, and living environment with the greatest of care. And yet I see music around thee, I see poetry, I see drama, I see painting. Oh, I see acting inside of thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And yea, I will lift thee up, and I will raise thee up into a new dimension in me. For the Lord says unto thee, that I have filled thee. For you are one that is adaptable. You are one that is full of cooperation. You are one that shall flow into the things of the Spirit. So what God is saying unto thee, that prayer is very important. Prayer and time in my presence must be a key for thee. For the Lord says unto thee, that I will lift thee up, and I will grace thee with an anointing. For the Lord says, do not undervalue yourself, but know that what I have put inside of thee, that I have made thee. For you are my vessel. You are my vessel of honor, so do not undervalue yourself, nor allow others to put you down. For I have given thee a strong anointing. For the Lord says, I will lift thee up. Do not allow the spirit or a lack of self-assertiveness to have its place in thee. Do not worry, but know that I will lift thee up. For I have called thee to be a dreamer and a mediator for my people. And I will cause thee to even be one that will send forth the prayers unto heaven to bless and to raise my people up. For the Lord says unto thee, do not think little of yourself, but know that your prophetic ability is strong, and you will have the ability to even see things before they ever happen. Oh, the word of the Lord is flowing in me strong. I want you, my friend, to get a miracle seed in of $41 according to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. I have so much more I want to talk to you about. I want you to get your seed into my hands within the next 24 to 48 hours. And as I'm speaking even right now, God says, watch me move in thee. So, as you're moving into this season, you will see brand new beginnings. So as you're moving into this season, you're going to begin to know that I am with thee. And you will know that I shall cover thee. For the Lord says unto thee that I have given thee great instincts. Do not be a follower, but be a leader. For the Lord says unto thee that I will send wise counsel your way. For the Lord says, you will come into a season of better health. You will come into a season of new blessings, financial blessings. You will come into a season of new spirituality. And I will cause it to be one that is very versatile. And you will see that in your times of prayer, that solutions and answers will come unto thee. And you will use your leadership abilities for humanity and not for self-gratification. For the Lord says unto thee that I will lift thee up. Now God says, do not let worry have its place in thee. For even right now the Holy Ghost is touching thy stomach. Do not let worry have its place in thee. For the enemy will try to visit thee with nervousness, which can come from an overactivity. But the Lord says, I will give thee strength and new endurance. And you will come into a season of a mighty breakthrough. You will come into a season where I will lift thee up. You will come into a time of new beginnings. For the Lord says, guard your health and do not allow stress to have its place in thee. And the enemy will seek to bring accidents and other things of that nature. But the Lord says, I have sent forth my angel of protection, and I will raise thee up. For you are my prophetic vessel. You are one that will touch the lives of people. For I have put great love inside of thee. I have put great possibilities inside of thee. I shall cover thee with protection. I want you to click on the button once you finish listening to this prophecy and get your seed in of $41. I must continue to give forth the word of the Lord unto the people of God. I'm preparing for an awesome revival within the next week. My deepest desire, my deepest longing, my deepest love is to spread the gospel to the people of God. Your seeds helps me and allows me to spread the gospel. Beloved, I want to thank you for allowing me to minister into your life. So many things, so much I want to talk to you about. We need your support in this season to spread the gospel. I love the people of God. I love sharing the things of God. As God gives it to me, I give it back to you. This is my greatest pleasure, to declare the word of the Lord. God has greatness in store for thee. God will even touch family members and those that are lost, those that has walked away from the Father. God says, you'll see me restore them back.
Different. I've already poured my heart out. I've given to you what Father has spoken to me concerning you. As an additional gift, when you release your seed, the company of prophets will also do an additional prophecy for you with your miracle seed. I'll get that out to you via email. Thank you so much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for helping me spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Peace.